Cubs fans, and welcome to a brand new edition of Cubs on Tap. Juice, before we get into anything in the terms of this game, we did it. We fucking did it, buddy. The streak is over. Ron Luce has correctly picked a dinger pick, and it might have been the most obscure one to date.
I don't want to take credit, but I'm going to take credit. Last night's show, me playing the Mankini Open, I think was the difference. We threatened the gods, and now you have a dinger pick.
We threatened the gods. Yeah, well put. I don't think anybody needs to see that again. I certainly don't need to see myself in that again. But hey, you know what? It worked. I'm elated. It kind of gets the monkey off the back. There's no more goose eggs on the board for Cubs on Tap. I'm no longer the only liability. Now it's Nick, Tyler, and I all tied at one while you and Joey.
Tyler only has one.
I know.
Crazy. Thought he had way more than that.
Just one.
I guess it's tough when you're sitting here as king of the castle, you know, and you're looking down on everybody and everybody's asking you. I'm Ron, and I don't want to like rain on your parade. It's awesome that you got on the board, but I've legitimately gotten to the moment where people are DMing me on Instagram and on like Twitter and going, who are you picking today? At that moment, I'm like, this is too much. Like I'm not betting with your money. Like I'm just gonna tell you, hey, I'm picking this guy today.
Yeah, but, this is my pick.
But don't hold me responsible.
Dude, I mean, you are on a heater though. Like, I think statistically, the Cubs have played what? They're 16-9, so that's 25 games into the season. And I think we missed one dinger pick, if I remember correctly, maybe two. So if that's the case, I would put us at about 23 selections. I mean, 10 for 23. Is, I believe that gets you to the All-Star game and maybe even the Hall of Fame, Juice, if you keep that pace up.
Well, I mean, there's some guys in the Hall of Fame who are batting 250, 260 in their careers. So,
right. And you're slinging at a cool, calm collective like 435 right now is what you're hitting at. So
some would say I'm the GOAT.
Some would say, hey,
but I was happy for PCA, first of all. Like, how awesome is that? Your first hit's a home run. Get the monkey off your back, too. But the minute it left the ballpark, I was sitting in the 73rd hole at the country club, finishing, you know, a couple beers. Maybe you had a couple two or three in celebration of the fact that Caleb Williams is going to be a Bear today, which we will be on these very mics in a very short time period for the draft. Sure. But the minute it left the bat, I went, Ronald! Ronald, Ronald, Ronald!
Yes.
And everybody looked at me like, why are you yelling Ronald in the middle of this?
Who's Ronald?
So, and I did. I got a chance to watch. I didn't get it. I was on the golf course for the very first run. So you're going to have to update me on how they scored. But I did get a chance to watch the most important part of the game, which is, you know, Peter Armstrong going yard. And absolutely. Then the Cubs held on with their bullpen. So sweep the Astros. How awesome is that?
How awesome is it? Well, Juice, let's do the quick breakdown and we'll dive into all the fun stuff here and dive more into that PCA home run because, like you said, Cubbies complete the sweep over the Stros here today. It's a 3-1 final. Javier Assad once again looked phenomenal in action today. 5 2/3. He only threw 85 pitches as well. It was super efficient in those 5 2/3. He only gave up 4 hits, the 1 earned run, a walk, and 5 Ks. So really, really, really strong day for the ass man, Javier Assad. And on the flip side, I mean, Verlander was good, but the Cubs got to him early. Miguel Amaya had a 13-pitch at-bat before striking out, ringing up Verlander's pitch count. He only made it through 4 1/3, even though he didn't give up any runs. He allowed, I believe, it was 3 hits, 4 walks, and 7 Ks. And I'll double and triple check myself here with those numbers. And yes, those are correct. But Javier Assad lowers his ERA to 2, a flat 2 today with his performance. And then they continue to look good. Hayden Wesneski, a perfect 2 1/3 out of the pen. He only struck out 1, but still clean stat sheet for Hayden Wesneski once again. Hector Neris gave us some drama there, but, you know, it is what it is. And the Cubs still got away with a win. Juice, first run didn't come until the 6th inning. It was Bennett at the corners. Madrigal was on first. Swanson at third. And Miguel Amaya hits this ball into right field. And Kyle Tucker didn't quite get to it. Almost made the play on it. Did not make the play. So Swanson scored easily from third. Unfortunately, Madrigal was caught in the force at second. It was a close play. It was a tough kind of tweener. But with Amaya on, that was what led to PCA's two-run shot then in the next at bat. So all the damage done by the Cubbies in the sixth inning on the score sheet, and the pitching got the job done. And like my dad said here in the comments, you know, they said Assad since June of last year. And this was before, I think, the conclusion of today's ball game, a 2.11 ERA, which is now, I believe they said that is the best in baseball since that time frame. I mean, Javier Assad has been everything you could have hoped for this Cubs team. And Juice, it's a nice problem when we're sitting here talking about this, especially after Jordan Wicks has a quality start. You and Joey talked about it on last night's show. After a really strong outing again for Jameson Taillon and just his second game back, this rotation looks strong now again. And you're getting to the point now where it's hard to pick who you would take out of the rotation once Justin Steele returns.
I think it's a good problem to have considering the fact that their bullpen is still struggling mightily. I mean, there's a lot of shaky performances. Obviously, Hector Neris is able to, you know, notch the save, but it's nice to see that they're going to get to a point where Justin Steele is back. You know, maybe, you know, after a short IL time, you send Kyle down to AAA. He gets a little bit of a chance to work out his kinks without the games mattering. And then you're looking at it like, oh, I got a nice, you know, seven deep that I can look at. And we're not even mentioning a guy like Hayden Wesneski who comes in today and throws, you know, multiple innings and gives them a chance to, you know, bridge the gap to a Hector Neris.
Yeah.
And this is such a tough stretch. Joey and I were talking about it last night. A lot of games in a row, you're going to, you know, pray that you get some deep, you know, games from your starters. So It's great to see that, like, you're not getting the four inning performance like it seems like they were getting earlier on in the season. These last three games, they got guys into the sixth inning. Which is huge. Even if you don't get through it, if you can get a couple outs in the sixth inning, that's huge. You know, because it makes it so much easier for Craig to bridge in a bullpen where he's struggling to find, you know, set roles.
Yeah,
I mean, minus Hector Neris and in some ways, you know, lighter. There's a lot of question marks after that on who you go to that you trust.
100%.
I've seen a lot of, like, and I don't want to, like, take – I know we're going to go into this deeper, but I don't want to take too long on it. But Hector Neris, like, yeah, he's that guy that, like, makes you sweat, like sweaty Joe Borowski. But, I mean, he's been great over the course of the last, you know, couple. And it's nice to see, you know, a guy that you paid that much money to, like, being able to take the ball when a guy like Albert Alzolay is trying to work some stuff out. It's good to see them win. It's crazy. I said it to somebody while I was sitting in the bar at the country club. I was like, they are so hurt and they still win. But no matter what happens, it does not matter who's, you know, out there. They still win. The lineup today is Iowa Cubs worthy, and they still win. They beat a very strong caliber pitcher and Justin Verlander, and man, like, it's exciting. There's a lot of games that you can point at and be like, yeah, their record could be better, but Craig Counsell is worth the $8 million 100%, and he's already showed it.
He really has, man. And I'll tell you what, like you said, right, with a guy like Hector Neris, yeah, he makes you sweat a little bit, but this is now three consecutive appearances with him picking up a save. I mean, they're getting the job done. Like you said, at the end of the day, they're winning ball games. And this is exactly what they need in this stretch right now, because sure, maybe they're not playing the best teams in every division right now. Maybe they're not, you know, facing NL Central opponents every single series right now. But they're still facing formidable opponents that can absolutely beat them on any given day. I mean, this Astros team is a good enough team that they easily could have taken a game, maybe even two in this series. And yet the Cubs are able to escape with three in a row. in the sweep. And now you set yourself up really nicely for the upcoming stretch of the schedule. And we're going to get to that here toward the end of the show, but I'm right there with you, man. It feels so good watching this team right now, 16-9 now after today on the season, in the standings right now, that currently places them a half game back of the Brewers. They're 16-8 as of today. So just one less game played, but again, I mean, these Cubbies are dealing. They're one of the best teams in the NL right now, third best record in the National League. I mean, in all of baseball, they're right up there in the top 10 with teams like the Orioles and some of the other great teams, even on the AL side. So you said it all perfectly, Juice. I completely agree with you. They're a fun team to watch right now, and the Craig Council effect is truly real. You and Joey said it last night, right? The horseshoe, the luck, whatever the hell it is that you want to call it with Craig Council, it's working right now with this Cubs team and just how they're constructed. And Joey joining us in the comments here saying the Mankini mandate has been lifted. Sure the hell has. Because we got the dinger pick. But Juice, let's return to the home run and talk a little bit more for PCA, because you know, this is today it truly was like I think some of the Crow Armstrong pick in my brain was like, hey, that's the type of shit that they need him to get going. Because we learned, you know, after the update came back about Bellinger that there is no timetable for him to return. Fractured ribs are delicate. Nobody knows when he's going to be fully healthy and ready to return. We're probably still 2 weeks away from, say, a Suzuki returning to this lineup as well. So they're going to need the Pete Crow Armstrongs of the world to step up. They're going to need what, you know, Nico Horner and Mike Talkman did at the top of the lineup today as well. Nico goes 3-for-5. Talkman's 1-for-1 with 3 walks today. They're going to need that those type of performances from guys that aren't necessarily considered the stars of this team, but are very much important pieces to this thing. And that home run from PCA today, like you kind of mentioned earlier, right? It gets the monkey off his back. And now it's just all about him playing his game and making an impact on this team. Because I think the longer and longer we see him in Chicago, we're going to start to get some more of those wild plays that we've routinely seen him make in the minor leagues. And some of those might come in situations where the Cubs need them to continue these type of wins, you know, coming as we hum into the month of May, Juice. But you love to see it from the kid, you know, first career hit, first career homer, and it's a game winner at Wrigley. I don't know if you might not have seen the graphic on Marquee, but we did post it from the Cubs on Tap account. It's a list of Cubs for their first career hit, which was also a home run, to come in the sixth inning or later, and it was a, you know, essentially a go-ahead homer. Only three guys in the history of the Cubs have done that. PCA, the newest in that group. You know who did it most recently, Juice? The guy that PCA says he models his game after, Javier Baez.
That's a good company to be in. I wouldn't say that I hope his career turns out like Javi in terms of the bat and heading sure. to Detroit and being. But yeah, I always think of it like, and I played basketball, the shooter's mentality. You see one go in, and then after that, it's like, okay, like let's go. So I expect him to be in the lineup tomorrow and to yep. produce. Joe and I were talking about it last night. The Cubs over this stretch are going to need contributions from their big guys. And when they don't get contributions from the big guys, one of these AAA tweener roster guys are going to have to come through. If it's not Talkman, if it's not PCA, Canario, Mervis, I'm sure is going to have a moment while he's here where he puts, you know, a charge into a ball and puts the Cubs up. But 100%. While they're here, it's just so great to see that they're getting the pitching and they're winning in ways that we think that they really couldn't win. I know the Astros are kind of struggling, but if you would have told me that this was their record going into the final week of April with the schedule that they looked at, I would have taken it 100%. Even with all the things that have happened, you know, over the course of the season already with the blown, you know, leads from Edward Alzolay. I think like we had talked about, this schedule is brutal to start. It's still brutal in the most of May, but if the Cubs can find themselves over this stretch, and this is kind of an idea for us to look at, if they can split over the course of this next couple runs and mm-hmm. find their way within series, maybe win a series here and there, it's going to open up. You're going to get some healthy bodies back in Bellinger and Suzuki and Steele. And then after that, it's like, all right, I'm playing a lot of games against teams that are maybe within a transition period where they're not expecting to compete. They're not looking at, you know, being towards the top of the NL. Mm-hmm. And the Brewers too, like they're playing great baseball. Don't get me wrong, but it's also still pieced together. It feels like the Cubs have the superior roster. And when they play each other, it's about taking two or three of those games, going in there and making sure that you win the series. And yeah. At the end of the day, you'll look up in September and usually you win the division if that's the case. But good for PCA. I think too, like he's the type of guy that defensively you will see, you know, more spectacular plays as the bat goes. I'm not saying that like he's one of those guys that like takes it out into the field, but he's going to win you so many games out there that it's one of those, like it's worth the trade-off. And if you're getting stuff out of the bat, like it's an even plus. And I agree with you, Ron. I think this is the shooter's mentality. You see one go in and now maybe the floodgates open. And it'd be really nice to like look up in a lineup, and no defense to Talkman, he's been fantastic, but wouldn't it be cool to like look at a lineup and see, you know, a Nico Horner followed by a Pete Crow Armstrong after that, who's hitting, you know, 325, 330. And you look at, you know, the opportunity on the base pass at that point, and you're like,
yes,
I can steal some runs here. You know, within guys like Suzuki and Bellinger not in the lineup, I can put two at the top of it, double steal, and, you know, I'm looking for a blooper to, you know, fly balls, and I'm up 2-0 in the first inning. So there's a lot of opening up if his bat starts to get hot that I think manager Craig Counsell is looking at. It's like, all right, cool, let's roll.
Yeah, absolutely. And really quick before we go to the comment section, because a lot of great comments here as well that we haven't addressed just yet. Today, Canario stole a bag in this game, and it was the fifth stolen base in the Cubs, I believe, last like 8 games or something like that. But prior to that, they only had 2. So if this team starts to run a little more, I think that's going to continue to help them, because it's not like Craig Counsell's coming in here and he's not a run guy in terms of on the base paths. The Brewers and the Cubs were very similar last season in terms of stolen bags. So I think we're going to see that running on the base paths pick up, especially like you said, with guys like PCA and Nico Horner on the base paths, because those guys can create really problems at the end of the day for the opposing team because of their speed out there on the base paths. Darren said a little bit earlier here in the comments, he said, I'm eating crow today, a big plate of Pete Crow Armstrong, and it never tasted so good. Christopher with just a column collective, go Cubs go, as is Everett. Way to go, Cubbies. He said he's glad his PCA's first major league hit was a homer. Everett also said Morel's first hit was a home run. He's the most recent. Yes, but his was not a go-ahead home run. So that was the stipulation on that, Everett. Again, the graphics over at Cubbies on Tap on the socials, you can see it. It was from Marquee. It's really cool. I mean, there's only 3 players to have ever done. It's one of those like, well, it's this and this and this situation and this, like it's very specific, but nonetheless, I think it's ironic because he's mentioned publicly that like Javier Baez is a player that he enjoyed watching and like modeling some of that like flair on the base paths around and such. So it's kind of funny and cool to see them on the same graphic. And as Everett said, and we said a little bit earlier, best ERA in the majors since then, since June of 2023 for Javier Assad. Juice, I mean,
really pause in the show though here, Ronald. We need a little pause in the show. We need you to show off a little bit of that, that wonderful shirt that you got going on.
Indeed.
Where's that from, my friend?
This is from our friends over at Homage, and we have the link dropped here, our affiliate link for the Cubs page. It is in the comment section if you're listening along. If you're listening in podcast form, head over to youtube.com/ontapsportsnet. Head over to this show that we are doing right now, and you can find that. But they have so many cool shirts. And just honestly, these shirts are literally the comfiest thing in the world. I have stocked up. I believe I currently own about 13 of these t-shirts because they are that comfortable. It's the only thing I wear anymore. My girlfriend has already harassed me about it because she's like, another one? I'm like, they're comfortable. What do you want me to do? I got plain ones for you when you need to go out on the night out of town. I got my awesome MLB Jam one. I was waiting to buy this one too until Bellinger re-signed. And once he did, this was the first one we bought with Mr. Swanson on it. It's a really cool one. They also have a Ryan Sandberg version of this shirt. I believe it's with Hawk. Yeah, that one's a cool one as well. Highly encourage people to go check those out. But again, our friends over at Homage, the shirts are great. And if you're going to be joining us for the Bears on Tap Live, I got an Homage shirt for that tonight. It is the NFL draft shirt. The pick is in. It's a really cool one that we're going to break out for this evening. Again, we will continue to post those affiliate links moving forward as well. So if you want to support us and support our friends over at Homage, you can certainly do so. Get yourself some cool t-shirts just like this one that I'm rocking. They're breathable. They're really, really comfortable. They will quickly become your favorite t-shirts. I was a big like Nike dry fit kind of guy for a really long time because they're just so comfortable. I would much rather wear these over those t-shirts every day of the week. And I'm not even just saying that. It's an affiliate link, folks. Like, we only get help if you guys go through our links for this stuff. Homage is doing great. They're a fantastic company. We've loved working with them. They've been a great affiliate partner. But I'll tell you what, man, like I'm really picky with my clothing. You can ask Juice. I've bitched and moaned about t-shirts before. These things are like some of the comfiest shirts I own. So please do go check those out over at homage.com. Again, we have that in here. You can go check that out. Support Cubs on Tap, support on Tap Sportsnet. And again, it is favorited. That is the affiliate link for Homage, as Juice showed here on the screen. That is in the comment section if you want to go check out all the great stuff they have over on their website. Juice, what a great win, buddy. But we got to look forward, right? We can enjoy this one today. You and I are going to be back on the mics in a little bit, celebrating the fact that the other team in town we love so much, the Chicago Bears, are going to be better after today, and really after this entire weekend with the NFL draft kicking off this evening. But the Cubs are right back in action on Friday night. It is from one cathedral of baseball to another. Three games with the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park are on the horizon for the Cubbies this coming weekend. Friday's game is a 6:10 Central Time start. That will feature Shota Imanaga and Cutter Crawford for their respective ball clubs. Saturday is currently TBD for the Cubs. That's a 3:10 start Central Time. Winchkowski will go for Boston. Wondering if we maybe see Justin Steele return from the IL for Saturday's start. Who knows? It'd be cool. I don't know if it'll happen, but it would be cool. And then Jordan Wicks is scheduled to take the mound on Sunday Night Baseball. It will be Sunday's game. That's a 6:10 start p.m. once again. Again, Jordan Wicks against Tanner Houck. I think it's Houck for the Red Sox. Again, that is a 6:10 Central Time start on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. So three games ahead, Juice. What do the Cubbies need to do at one of baseball's cathedrals this weekend to pick up another series win?
We're shipping up to Boston. Ah. Yeah, right? Pitch. Get some unexpected timely hitting from maybe some of those names I was saying. Canario, PCA, Matt Mervis. And just run the bases, right? Like, just keep it simple. Because this team doesn't have to, like, go too overboard of trying. Let the game come to them, and you're probably coming out with a victory. Their lineup over there is good. They're playing good baseball in Boston. I just want to say, like, I don't usually get like this when I, you know, see a team like this in terms of like Boston, but like, I am interested to just watch the wonderful place that is Fenway Park on my television, because I don't get a lot of that. You know, I'm not following the Boston Red Sox, you know, religiously, and we get to watch such a cathedral in Wrigley. Like, to watch Fenway Park is that just, it's that special. You know, it's just as special as that. Indeed. It's a place that I hope to take a trip to one day and go ahead and sit above that green monster. But I don't know. I think that if they're just able to pitch and play solid defense, they're going to be in every single game. It's not like they're playing a team like Boston that's, you know, the 2003, 2004 teams where each pitcher was going to be tough to get a hit off of, and each, you know, guy in the lineup was going to be a pain in the ass to get out. There's the ways to move around that lineup. I'll say that, but it's all about executing. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of the talk, at least for us, will be, let's not fall into Caleb Williams' hangover. Cause I feel like what's going to happen tonight with the Bears and hopefully at the ninth pick, with the difference maker there, is something that we can 100%, you know, be happy and excited about. But I'm excited to watch the Fenway Park. I do love the traditions that are over there, and I hope to take it in one day. 100%. Yeah, and Everett, I'm with you, man. Like, it's just, it doesn't show as well on television as I'm sure it shows there, but I would love to win a series within a cathedral, because we just won a three-game set in a sweep in a cathedral. So let's take it over to the East Coast. We're shipping out to Boston.
Oh, absolutely, indeed, Juice. I'm very excited as well. Boston also a place I want to take in a game. I nearly got up there a couple of years ago, but unfortunately just fell through. My older brother has been there on more than one occasion, and he said exactly what you said. TV does not do Fenway Park justice. It truly is one of those places you have to see in person to really appreciate the beauty for what it is. Joey says we should do a Cubs on tap trip there. He has always wanted to go too.
Real quick, I don't know if you received Joey's save the date for his wedding.
I did. Can we talk about that? Joey, okay, so Joey, I meant to text Joey today actually and tell him that, because I just got that in the mail as well. The coolest save the date we've ever gotten. Because, so for those that don't know, Joey got engaged. We mentioned it on the show. Again, congratulations, buddy. From what we've heard, long overdue, but that's okay. We're not going to put you on the spot. But they sent out their save the dates. And these things are the coolest thing ever. They look like a sporting event ticket. And it is a picture of Joey
Kayla.
And Kayla in front of Wrigley, in front of the bleachers in their Cubs gear. And all the like ticket information is all the like wedding information. It's really, really cool. Oh, hold on. Actually, my dad is being an all-star and bringing it down. Here we go. We have a explanation of it here. So it's got the date on it. It's got all the information. I mean, it looks like a ticket. It's the coolest thing ever. I love this so much.
I was like, I wish I could steal this idea.
But I know, right? Because I know. Amazing. We can't. I know. It is honestly, Joey, you guys knocked this out of the ballpark. Pun fully intended. This thing's fantastic. But yeah, so congratulations to them. That'll be exciting. But yeah. That is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Juice, quickly just get into the comments here before we start to wrap this thing up. Everett says PCA does remind him of Javi on base. I agree. They have a lot of the same tendencies. Darren says, got a shout out to Talkman, overachiever for physical ability, but he grinds every at bat to the max. Yeah, he just puts together good professional at bats, and that's why you got to love him. Everett says, have a great evening, Cubs fans. He says, paint the monster Cubby blue. I love that.
I'm down.
That would be a beautiful thing this weekend. Joey says, Bocce. It's Bocce.
Are you trying to do Bocce ball or Bocce ball?
Bocce ball, yeah, you know, Bocce ball. That still trends on Google, which is hilarious, by the way, for those that, if you know, you know. Happy Cubs fans. Hello, Bernie. Tanner Houck. There we go. So Joey corrected me with the pronunciation there. My dad says he's out of breath. He ran that ticket down. For those that are wondering where I just pulled that out of magical air as he's listening along. Scott says PCA is getting a couple of triples over the course of the weekend. Everett agrees, definitely wants to win a series at Wrigley. He says, glad you guys like it. It was actually Kayla's idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kayla. That's a genius idea.
That is genius. That is some good shit. That is some absolutely good shit. And Joey says we brought Wrigley to Wrigley to take the photos, and Murphy's let him in after so he could eat and grab a beer. For those that don't know, Wrigley is the pup. He's a little hard to see, but there he is. Mm-hmm. He's so cute with his little bandana. He's adorable.
That's awesome.
We love that. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely love that.
And hey, MVP, Papa Loose.
MVP Papa Loose for today. Out of breath, running the ticket down so we could display its glory on the latest Cubs on tap. Juice, I agree with everything you had to say. Continue to do what you did in this Houston series. You showed that no matter what the adversity is as a Cubs team, this team continues to find ways to win. It doesn't need to be pretty. Just find ways to get the W. They don't ask how. They ask how many at the end of the day. And a couple of more wins over the weekend in Fenway would certainly be cool. After that, the Cubs do go on the road for a four-game set against the Mets before returning to Wrigley. I believe they're on the road. Oh, yes, they will be back at Wrigley then. Three against the Brewers and three against the Padres. Pretty much takes us through May 8th. Myself and Tyler will actually be at one of those Padres games, I believe the Tuesday night game, so be on the lookout for plenty of...
I think I'm going to try to head to that on that one, too.
Let's go.
I may get myself a ticket.
Lots of Cubs on tap coverage live from the ballpark on Tuesday, May 7th. That's going to be awesome. I certainly can't wait for it. Juice, as always, want to remind everybody, Cubs on Tap, one of two official podcasts here covering the Chicago Cubs. The Dingers boys do a great job. Go listen to their latest show over there. You can watch it here on the YouTube channel or listen to it and follow them on socials at Dinger Cubs, wherever you catch your favorite. On the socials. And then again, subscribe to them, like them. Sup, brother. Love them and help them out. Tuesday. Special team, special plays, Juice. In addition, follow us at Cubbies on Tap, at Loose on Tap, at Juice on Tap. Crack them, lock them, fuck them. You know the drill. At Joey Knows Nothing, Teddy Freddy 270, Nick _ on Tap. And again, I got to talk to Bobby Foster today a lot more. Incredible guy. We had a call earlier this afternoon. Be sure to follow at SilentBob _2 on the socials. He's killing it on the writing side for us here at Cubs on Tap. You guys know the drill. Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, we got it all. Bulls wrapped up their season. The Bulls guys were just live the other night. Blackhawks, Alex Vlasic has a new contract. So the biggest means of business for them this offseason is addressed as of today. And in addition, the Bears guys, we are going to be live literally in like 45 minutes. So if you want to catch us over there, it's going to be Juice and I joined by our good friend, Mr. Quentin Crisco on the YouTube here. We will be watching along as the Bears make the number one overall pick and we'll see what they do at 9. And we will go from there with our live stream and discussion as well. And Cubs fans, your friends that like the White Sox, just like ours, hate themselves. They're 3-22 to begin the season.
Really quick betting advice.
Bet the run line.
No. Always fade the White Sox. The minute they get a lead, mm-hmm. bet your house on it.
Yeah.
And that's how you can enjoy White Sox baseball this year.
That's facts. I have a friend, big shout out to friend of the program, Mr. Eric Dorachek. He's a big White Sox fan, but he has been betting the run line. I believe Matt Berkland's been doing the same thing against the White Sox every single game, whatever the run line is. And it is cash, I think, every single game except for like one this season. It's usually like -1.5. So they're losing by at least 2 runs every single game. He's been making a lot of money. So if you guys want to chip in on that, a little on tap bets advice from the Cubs on Tap crew here. Darren says, you the man, Papa Loose, and Joey, that invite pure class. I tend to agree. OnTapSportsNet.com, at OnTapSportsNet on the socials. You know the drill. Follow us and check out what's on tap in Chicago
and
sports.
You know what? Take a little 45 minutes, get some food in your belly, and indeed, grab a beer and join us for the Caleb Williams show within 45 minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I will be participating in the hashtag Crack'em movement as well, Juice. I cannot wait, buddy. It's going to be fun talking to you about a different sport here in a little bit. But Cubs win. Complete the sweep. Break out the brooms over the Astros. As we called today's episode, they're sweeping the trash into the can. And they are moving on to Fenway Park for a new set this weekend from Ron Luce and the Juice Man. We'll see you guys live on Bears on Tap in about 45 minutes. We'll see you live on Cubs on Tap on Sunday evening following the Boston series. Juice, what do you say, buddy? We get out here the only way to know how at Cubs on Tap.
Happy Caleb Day. That's what, hey, this Cubs on Tap is Happy Caleb Day.
It is Happy Caleb Day, and it is a Let's Go Cubbies Day as well.